Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Lee Sterling is here for a holiday extravaganza of football frenzy. It is great. It is our favorite holiday. It's a feast. There's football all day long. There's NFL. There's college. There's everything. And Lee Sterling is here. Hello, Lee. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm a little like low-key now. I usually try to lose 4 or 5 pounds before Thanksgiving. I've only lost 2.5, so it's gonna be a tough day here, the last day before Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, I feel like I don't gain weight on Thanksgiving because I eat so much so early in the day. I don't eat the rest of the day. I don't have dinner. I maybe will go to the fridge at like 7 or 8 at night and grab a couple of pieces of cold leftover turkey and just chew on them or something. But I eat a big meal and then that's it. It's like a one meal day for me.
Oh, see, here's my problem. See, I'm not normally a dessert eater. And I'll have like 2, maybe 3 plates. Oh. We start pretty early, but I'm watching football. We've got family and friends stopping by. And when there's like 6 different pies being made, my favorite banana cream pie, blueberry or blackberry pie, and then the pumpkin pie, the apple pie, you know, how do you say no? Putting some ice cream on top too.
See, that's the easiest thing for me to not eat is the dessert. I like dessert, but I don't, you know, it's like, I'd rather have ice cream than pie.
To me, blueberry pie with vanilla bean ice cream. That's the bomb.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you got going on at Paramount Sports this weekend? I know it's a big holiday weekend. There's all kinds of really important college football games. And while the Chiefs aren't playing this weekend, there's a lot to watch here for our listeners with Kansas State playing a big game, Missouri playing a big game, and all these big pro games. What do you got going on at Paramount Sports?
Right. As usual, world famous Turkey Shootout. So 15 games from Thanksgiving morning all the way through Sunday night. And what's great about it is, you don't need to call back. You don't need to wait till the next day to get those day's selections. All 15 games up and available, instant download, and from Thursday morning all the way through Sunday night. And so if you're traveling, you got them and you're ready to go. We've had some great finishes on them. I mean, we had 2 14-1s. We had a couple 13-2, and I think 2 or 3 12-3. So I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm relaxed. You know, I'm around family and no one have a good time. And I just seem to pick really well Thanksgiving week. So Turkey Shootout, 15 games, just $97. It's an instant download, ParamountSports.com.
That is a beautiful thing. We'll do the game of the week as well coming up. You can always call Lee at 800-400-9741. Did you see the story of the person in Vegas, BetMGM, that bet $50 on a 15-leg parlay and hit it on Sunday night at 22,670-1 for $1.1 million. Did you see this story?
I did not see that.
Okay, this is going to blow you away. They're saying this is the single greatest sports bet in the history of sports betting. This guy had to be drunk or wasted or stupid because I don't know who would ever just set $50
on fire.
How
much did he bet?
He bet $50. He bet $50.
Okay.
All right, so he's setting $50 on fire. He took the Vegas Golden Knights, Cal State Fullerton, Rhode Island, UConn, Miami of Ohio, Wake Forest, Michigan State, the Atlanta Hawks, the Colorado Avalanche, the Washington Capitals, the New England Patriots money line, the Houston Texans money line over the Titans, Oklahoma football money line, and the Ravens, who won on the last play of the game, essentially money line. And then to top it off for his 15th play, he took a golfer named Jin Young Ko that won the freaking tournament.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
That's great. So now, are they paying out the $1.1 million?
$1.1 million.
Okay, because now, a lot of times they have, there's a cap on how much you can win. Like, it might be like certain parlays or like 250-1, but I guess if they took it, I mean, that's great. I mean, and here's what's interesting. They always want, if they're going to pay it out, they want it to be known. They're not going to take this year. I mean, offshore in Vegas and all these different states that are taking sports gambling, they're making a fortune. I mean, the underdogs are hitting like the 57-58% range. I mean, that's money. Road teams, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, there's every week, like last week with Houston, You know, you got teams that are, you know, double-digit underdogs winning outright, and that blows up the game, and it blows up all those, you know, two teams 6-point and three team 10-point parlays. I can tell you for sure, when someone plays a three team 10-point teaser, almost always there's a 9, 10, 11-point favorite in there. Almost always.
I want to say a few years ago I was in Vegas, and maybe quite a while ago, maybe 10 years ago, Lee, and some buddies and I think we were at New York or something, and I remember they had a big sign up of something similar to this, and I don't remember whether it was 10 games or 12 or 15, and you could enter for as little as 10 bucks, and it felt like, oh, you're in Vegas, what the hell's 10 bucks or 20 bucks? And we went and filled one out with all these ridiculous picks. To me, this is like playing the lottery. You know, you're trying to hit Powerball.
Right.
I'm going to guess this was part of some sort of promotion where they encourage people to do some sort of a giant pool, and maybe it grows, and you're guaranteed this if you hit all 15. I don't know. I don't think any sane person would just go fill out a random ticket for 15 games, would they?
No.
Yeah. So it had to be something.
He probably was drinking.
Yeah.
And, I mean, some of the things that he picked, I mean, like, Houston was one of the games I gave my clients, and I liked Houston. But to throw that in a, you know,
a money line.
I mean, maybe a 4, 5, 6, maybe up to 7 or 8 teams.
Right.
I don't know anyone that's ever, at least I don't personally don't know anyone that's been a 15-team parlay.
That's unbelievable. It had 8 college teams, 3 NHL teams, 2 NFL teams, 1 NBA team, and a golfer. That's insane. Wow. That's absolutely insane.
That is insane.
But I love that story, though.
Congratulations.
Exactly.
And then the other news, I mean, look what's going on. And this was kind of low-key. Fox is starting the USFL again.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
It's basically a gambling league, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. 8 teams. They'll be based out of one city the first year. I'm hearing maybe Birmingham. You know, they're certainly not going to do it in New York City and playing, you know, one of the teams. They're all former team names. I guess they were able to acquire the names, you know, like the New Jersey
Generals.
They've got Birmingham Stallions, Tampa Bay. What are some of the other teams? Trying to think. They got New Orleans has got a team. So almost the logos are tweaked, a few of them, but they're going to be playing in one site. They'll do it in a site where it's cheap to put them up. And I'm going to guess Birmingham. All 8 games will be played. All 8 teams, I'm sorry, 4 games each week. We played at that city on Saturdays and Sundays. Once in a while, a Friday and a Monday game. And Fox owns it. The most important thing is the first year, keep your costs down. So put these players up in a hotel, and they're ready to go. They'll make money from day one, and probably, if not every commercial break, every other commercial break will be an ad for Fox Sports betting.
I think there's going to be live betting on the screen as well. I think that's essentially. Great. I think this is essentially a look. Everybody's tried the spring football thing and it hasn't worked. And maybe the pandemic shut down the last one, the XFL, when it started back up. I don't know. I think eventually it's going to work because Americans love football and college football is big in the spring and people go to spring games and people want more content. I think a league is eventually going to work. I think since this is a business model of creating content, which is what Fox does on television, coupling that with their gambling arm, which is what this clearly will be all about. It isn't about selling tickets or even getting huge ratings. It's how many people will download the Fox Sports Bet app and start betting through their app. And if they get more and more customers doing that, they're going to keep playing spring football. I can promise you.
I think it's going to make it. I've never said this before. You know, these last, the AAF and the different names that they've had. This one, I think, is going to – I have a feeling it's going to get it done.
I do
it's going to be around.
I do too. But you and I are the same. We know how many people like to bet on football. And every one of these gambling companies is just getting fat right now. They're just loading up with subscribers. It's an all-out war. The money they're spending for advertising and everything else is crazy.
Right.
But they're all making money. Nobody's out there losing money in the sports gambling business.
And what they're going after is they're going after that young crowd.
Yep.
And they want that crowd to open up for $100 to $500. And they can get on there and they can bet games and they can do end-game betting. That's what it's all about.
Exactly right. No, I love it. I love it, and it's good for Paramount Sports.
They might even have a fantasy league.
Right.
Don't be shocked if they got a fantasy league going, too.
Oh, you're going to have to study up on the USFL, buddy.
Hey, we did well, the three leagues, so I'll be all behind it.
Give that a go. Awesome. Okay, so the turkey shootout is on. We'll revisit that again at the end. If you want to subscribe, go to ParamountSports.com. It's a big holiday weekend. One price, does it all, 15 games. And let's make some picks. We got some fun games this weekend. Yep. Let's start in the Big Ten with Ohio State, an 8.5-point favorite over Michigan.
Okay, this line should be – what did you think the line was going to be when it came out?
Man, I don't know. Ohio State is just an absolute juggernaut. I would have thought more than this. Double digits.
Okay. So I'm not giving it to my clients, but I think there's a trap line. I thought it should be like 12.5, 13.
Yeah.
I think they're just begging you to bet Ohio State. I think Ohio State's three receivers are scary good. I mean, I think all three are going to go in the first round. But I have a feeling the Michigan defensive line is going to have a whale of a game here. And it's going to be more low scoring than most people would expect. And I think that Michigan is going to be able to run Ohio State. You know, there's been some teams early in the season. They exploited Ohio State's defense here. I think this final is going to be 34-30, Ohio State. I think Michigan's going to cover.
All right, but not part of your service. You've already decided that's not
no,
going to be.
No, not part of my service. Yeah. I mean, we're doing it because it's a high-profile game of the week. But it just got this weird feeling. If it looks too good to be true, you know what they say, it probably is.
All right, we have two teams right here in our area in the state of Missouri, Lee, the Chiefs and the Missouri Tigers, that have done something defensively over the last month that is shocking because these defenses were so bad, neither could stop the run. Missouri was the worst run defense I've ever seen. They just held Florida to 93 yards rushing, and the coach got fired. I mean, I don't even know what's going on with Missouri. I can't jump in the deep end and say that I'm in love with them on this pick. I think they hang with Arkansas. This is a big number. It's 14.5 points. What do you think?
Yeah, and at first, that's what my inclination was. But remember, here's what we've seen. Former coaches going against their old team, they prepare at a different level.
Yeah.
Barry Odom, Arkansas defensive coordinator, trust me, he's going to throw everything at him he can. So K.J. Jefferson, I mean, the kid's good. I mean, he kept coming at Alabama here, and this is a rivalry game here. I just think that we're going to see – we've seen the good Missouri the last couple weeks now. We might see the bad one. I think Arkansas pulls away late here. I just don't think they have enough passing game. Their running game's decent, but against Arkansas, they got to get 275, 200 yards to keep it real close. I think Arkansas pulls away way late here, 42-24.
All right, I played three season totals this year, Lee. I played three.
Yep.
I played Alabama under 11.5. I've won that. I played Iowa State under 9.5. I've won that. I have Missouri over 7. I need this game. I need this game. I need this game. I need an upset.
Yeah.
I'm just wishing, aren't I? I'm throwing pennies in the fountain right now.
If it's close at half, they got a shot. The key is they got to play. It's got to be tied, or they got to be within 7 points. They fall behind by two scores, it's going to be trouble.
Yeah, I just think it's really disappointing that Missouri was not ready at the start of the year. Ultimately, it was their non-con, and they just weren't ready at the start of the year, and you got to put that on the coaching staff. Doesn't make sense. They had a returning quarterback.
Right.
They had issues all over the place. And they've had a coaching change or two in season on the staff. That's a bad sign. You got to be ready, man. You got to be ready for the start of the season.
It's just crazy, Kevin. There's been some teams, like after Florida played Alabama, who would have thought that they would go on this losing streak and just, I mean, we're talking about almost all the games are getting demolished. I mean, that's shocking. How about Texas? I mean, Texas started off strong. People thought that, you know, they were going to be pretty good. And they could lose for a record seven straight times. So, I mean, no one. If someone told you they could predict it, they're lying.
We got to keep that going this week. That's all I know is we got to keep that one going.
I know.
All right, let's go. Let's go to the Big 12. Oklahoma State, it would be an outside chance. But if they beat Oklahoma, I think then they would play Baylor in the Big 12 title game. There is a chance Oklahoma State somehow, they're at 7 right now, could move up to the 4 position if Cincinnati lost. Other things broke. We'll see. Oklahoma State -4 against the Sooners.
If they win out, I think it's better than 50% they're in. But Oklahoma, been a thorn in their side. Here's what's just interesting about Oklahoma. They are a passing team. At least they think they are. But the way that they're winning games is running the football and playing defense. So they're supposed to be this high-powered team, but they're really not. So just think that Oklahoma State is, you look at their individual players and you go, they're not great. But sometimes the whole of a team is better than the individual parts. And I think they're going to play good defense here. I think if they can get two or more turnovers, they're going to win this game here. They're not trying anything fancy. I just think they're going to try to execute. And sometimes that's the difference, executing, not turning the ball over. I think they'll be fine with playing field position football here. I think they're going to get those two or three turnovers. I like Oklahoma State here. Don't love the line. I wish it was – I was hoping it would be a pick 'em minus one, right, but it's minus four right now. I think Oklahoma State wins and covers 26-20.
Yeah, Mike Gundy's an underrated coach. I have this argument with my friends all the time, and I've got on my cue card right here those three season totals I told you that I'm in on. My fourth one was Oklahoma State over eight, and I scratched it out and wrote pass because I didn't like the quarterback enough. And Oklahoma State, almost every year in Vegas, season total is eight, and almost every year they go over. Mike Gundy is really an underrated coach. I think people don't realize how good he is because he always, always loses to Oklahoma. And I think that's about to change this week. I think he's finally going to get him.
Yeah, and their quarterback, Spencer Sanders, has finally learned he doesn't need to do it alone. He was trying to do too much early in the season. And they're like, listen, we've got a really good defense. So do you want to try to win a shootout and lose some of these games, you know, 40-37, or would you rather win a game, you know, like 26-20? And I think he bought in finally.
All right, K-State's at Texas. The Longhorns are a three-point favorite. Nobody knows who's playing quarterback for Kansas State. I mean, this we don't know. Thompson got hurt again. The coach said this week there's a chance he'll play on Friday, but we don't really know. This is a game you shouldn't play, but let's talk about it and talk about the line and see what you think. Because we really don't know who's playing at this point, so it's really hard to do.
Right. What's crazy is at one point in the season, early, everyone's thinking, Texas, they're back. They went 58-0 over Rice. And then they can't win a game. I mean, they've been close a couple times, but do you want to keep, you know, hoping and saying the do-to-win theory? You know, I think they can keep this game close here, but the problem is their run defense has not been good. And Kansas State's a run-based offense here. So I think we're going to see some explosive plays from Deuce Vaughn. The refs are certainly going to give Texas do them no favors here. So when you're leaving the conference, we've seen this time and time again, couple close calls. Maybe it's a holding call or an interference call. Hey, if it's close, it's going to go to the team that's hanging around here. You don't think these officials, I mean, the Texas Tech announcers said it, but you don't think sometimes if they know where their paycheck's coming from. And this Texas team is, you know, one play, this typifies their season. Last week, one play, three guys went out, and maybe two of them for the season. So when you're winning, guys don't seem to get hurt. When you're losing, guys get hurt. They stay down. They don't want to come back. They don't want to play. So a lot of questions going on with this program. So I think Kansas State will just do the little things. It might be a special teams play that's the difference here. I like Kansas State here, 30-23.
All right, in the NFL, the Chargers play the Broncos. The Chiefs are off this week. There's a lot of Chiefs fans rooting for Denver to win. The Chiefs have two games left with Denver. The schedule's getting easier for Kansas City, and they're in first place. Can the Broncos knock off the Chargers? The line is 2.5 in favor of the Bolts.
Well, they're playing hard, and their defense is playing well, but I think we're going to see at the end of the year, I think we're going to see a new owner, a new coaching staff, a new quarterback for Denver here. The Chargers, at least, they're not pulling away. They should be pulling away in some of these games. But at least they're learning how to win. We never in the past saw them come back. Years past with Anthony Lynn as their head coach. I mean, they would lose a game like last week. So I think they're learning. It takes baby steps here. But difference in this game, Denver offensive line, giving up the second most sacks in the league. And that L.A. Charger rush, really good. They get after the quarterback here. I'm going to lay the points here. I think the Chargers win this game here, something like 24-13.
I think I'm with you right there, Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. His game of the week is New England and Tennessee. All of a sudden, the Patriots are a factor. They're in first place in the AFC. Get out of the way. We're tired of the Patriots. Don't come back with it. I hate that this is happening. if you want this one free, call Lee at 800-400-9741. The Patriots are a pretty big favorite over Tennessee, man. What's going on with the Pats?
Yeah, 6.5 points. I mean, Adrian Peterson, they brought him in thinking he might be the stopgap guy to let him go. They got injuries there. Lost to Houston last week. So after rolling for a couple weeks, I just had a feeling that was the time they were going to go down last week because you average most decent teams in the NFL, average 5.1, 5.2, 5.3 yards per play. They were only averaging between 3.7 and 4.7 yards per play. So they got some problems, but it's a hefty line. You want to get the game, just call 800-400-9741. Get that game for free. And Turkey Shootout, 15 games, Thanksgiving morning all the way through Sunday night. Just $97, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you're the best. Have a great holiday and a blessed day to you and your entire family. We hope you don't eat too much blueberry pie and all the things that you love, but have a great day, okay?
You too, buddy. Take care.
Take care. There's Lee Sterling. ParamountSports.com is the site. Go there and get the Turkey Shootout, 15 games for the entire weekend at ParamountSports.com, or just call Lee personally at 800-400-9741. It's the easiest thing you can do. We've got more sports coming up on this episode of KKHI, brought to you by Finch Knife Co. The Finch Knife Company is born and bred right here in Kansas City. FinchKnifeCo.com. Keep life from getting dull with a great, beautiful pocket knife. A piece of art, really. People love pocket knives. They love collecting them. They love having one in their pocket. They're very useful. These are literally pieces of art. They're gorgeous. Mother of pearl handles, wood, bone, all designed by Spencer and Steve and their team right here in Kansas City. They're available now nationwide, really worldwide, FinchKnifeCo.com. They're a little-known new company in Kansas City, been around a couple of years, but it's really taking off because these pocket knives are the equivalent of what would sell for $500 and up with other logos on them, other labels on them. These guys are building and creating incredible pocket knives. These are not tactical knives. They're pocket knives. They are gorgeous. You want to check out the entire design line that they have, go to FinchKnifeCo.com. Do it for yourself. Get yourself a new pocket knife, or if you're a collector, get them all, or buy one for somebody this holiday season at FinchKnifeCo.com. Also, BeStock.net in Olathe, great savings this holiday weekend on everything. Televisions, Apple items, Sonos, computers, Dell, laptops, printers, speakers, just to name a few things. Everything's available online at BeStock.net. They ship anywhere, and they usually ship the same day. Okay? Don't buy at Best Buy. These people send a creepy email to their employees saying they're offering counseling services because the outcome of the Rittenhouse trial. Why would you want to do business at Best Buy? Don't. BeStock is where it's at. You can order online and have it shipped to you, or go to 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. It literally is a warehouse, and you'll find everything right there and save even more. And, of course, Joslyn's Jewelry this holiday weekend. It's time to buy her something sparkly for Christmas. Well, guys, do it. If she's going shopping, getting a bunch of other stuff, sneak over to Joslyn's for a little while. Browse around a little bit. The reps there are non-commissioned. It feels like family. It is family. Dave will be there, certainly. Gary is there a lot. Cameron's the next generation. It's all right there. Go check them out at Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, or online at joslynsjewelry.com. All right, we get word on Wednesday that Wade Davis, an all-time Royals great, has retired from baseball. We knew that was coming. We could see that happening during the season last year, that it just wasn't going to work out anymore for Wade Davis. You know, Wade Davis was a great competitor, a tremendous closer, a really good dude, a warrior on the hill, understated, just the kind of guy that you want to go out and fight for your team, a great teammate, pretty quiet away from that. And I hate using the word lucky. He's a very, very fortunate man that the Royals at some point said, you know what? We think you're better suited to being in the bullpen than being a starter. He didn't like it, I don't think, from the start. He didn't care as much as his wife didn't like it. They're like, wait a second, he's a starting pitcher, and it wasn't working. And they said, if we can just get 15 pitches out of you, one inning a game, throw it as hard as you can, torque it all you got, and let's go do it. Wade Davis became a freak, man. This guy was unbelievable. Congratulations to Wade Davis on making what had to be at the time a very difficult transition that turned out leading to 3 All-Star games, millions and millions and millions of dollars in salary that he made, most of which was after he was with the Royals, and, of course, the World Series. Good for Wade Davis, man. I'm happy for the guy. That's fantastic. I know it's a difficult point in every baseball player's life when it's over to figure out what you're going to do. I don't think he's going to stay around the game. I don't think he's going to be a pitching coach. He's certainly not going to be an analyst. It'd be really interesting to see what Wade Davis goes on and does with his life. But baseball players find a way. They find he's obviously in a very good financial situation to, you know, I don't know if he likes farming or, you know, whatever. He can basically do whatever he wants. Whatever he wants to go do, he can do. Good for Wade Davis. I will never forget the incredibly intense, quiet competitor that Wade Davis was. And you could tell, there aren't very many people that you can tell how hard they're competing unless they really show it to you. You know, like they're flamboyant or something. That was not Wade Davis. He was a very quiet, understated, fierce, I mean fierce, competitor. Way to go, Wade Davis. College basketball this holiday weekend. Kansas is in Kissimmee, Florida, which is near Orlando, for an ESPN events tournament. It's basically Disney World. They're going to play North Texas first. That ought to be relatively easy. North Texas was, they won a big tournament game last year, but they lost their best player from that team. KU should roll there. Then they will likely play Miami, Miami of Florida from the ACC, which is a good team, but not a great team. And then Alabama is in that tournament. If they win a couple of games, they could meet them in the final. So the potential schedule, we know North Texas for sure. The potential schedule after that in Florida for Kansas could be Miami and Alabama. Worth watching this weekend. Sprinkle it in with all the football you're watching. I'm afraid our college basketball season around here is only going to be about Kansas. Although it looks like this Gilliard from Kansas City, UMKC, as a lot of people know it, is a really good player. He popped for 30 in a game the other day. Maybe we have a player to watch and see what they do. But K-State and Missouri are off to very, very rough starts. Just don't look very good against good competition. And we kind of know how that works out. Don't we? We do. We kind of know how that works out. All right, if you want to join up as a patron, you're going to get the Thursday selections from Lee Sterling by joining up as a patron at kkhasissue.com. By the way, if you sign up now and get the Thursday picks, your money will be donated straight to charity. The pledge for the first month will be straight to charity, and I'm going to double it. And you can quit at any time, back it off, take it down, bail out, whatever you want to do at any point. It's going straight to charity to Christmas Shining Star. If you want to sign up and do that, you can get the Thursday picks. Also, on the Lee Sterling Thursday Pick Patron podcast, we're talking about Kansas City Police Chief Rick Smith. There was a major contradiction between two media outlets in Kansas City as to what this story is, whether Rick Smith was forced out and fired or whether he'd been planning on retiring for 5 years. I have the truth of the story and which two media outlets are conflicted on this, and it will show you just how biased media can be. So check that out on the Patreon podcast. Join up to be a patron and check that out for the holiday. And I wish you have a great holiday season, holiday weekend, holiday season, holiday everything. Gobble, gobble, eat up, and be happy with the ones you are with. And thank you, as always, for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.